Summer has begun, and we are moving into this season of graduations. For some, not quite quickly enough. Schools are finishing their program year, but the last day for school in Henderson County isn't until the 13th. Yeah, I was waiting to hear that back. How did that happen, you know? But it's almost 2 weeks away. So in graduation ceremonies, we celebrate and recognize the completion of particular sets of educational requirements. But this morning, we recognize three high school seniors as they are getting close, very close, to finishing high school. So after we do this, you got to make it through. It's a life moment and a big deal. Graduation is one of the most obvious and dramatic moments of appreciation that we have in our lives, one where we grasp and recognize with gratitude the worth and significance of what each of our graduates have accomplished. We recognize what they have done and where they are going. But from a critical perspective, graduation ceremonies can often just seem like little more than a long list of names, of naming people. And yet, if we sit there in that moment, each name is a story. Each name is a collection of many stories, of lives. And that sense of appreciation for those stories, those people, is relational. Appreciation remembers that stories, that personal stories, are always present. It senses the gifts of these people. When your name is called, the moment expands to the story, and the story's known. The list becomes you, and it becomes particular and special, proud, excited, hopeful, accomplished, sad, a little anxious, and grateful. Each person has completed their particular educational list, and life then becomes focused on completing other lists all the time. But appreciation need not, should not, be limited to completion or graduation or getting everything done or everything right. Appreciation can be a sensitive awareness with gratitude and of gratitude. It can be a daily practice of and for a sustaining foundation. Appreciation practiced creates generous living and generous life. And I would suggest that the first appreciation to practice is directed at oneself, appreciating, loving oneself. It's simple, but not easy to accomplish. Everyone in here, without exception, sits with chronic critique of themselves and their lives, their days and their time, their personalities, their presence. Our lists, both the personal list within and the living lists without, are always incomplete. Critique seems to be more quickly come to our minds than appreciation. For many of us, criticism may even be the default response. We think of ourselves as being responsible and professional, clear thinkers, as it were, in our ability to critique and get things done. But everything is felt and heard and done differently, more generously when it is held in the larger embrace of appreciation. Appreciation means sensitive awareness, an expression of gratitude, to grasp the nature, worth, quality, or significance of something or oneself. Exactly. To value or admire highly, to recognize with gratitude, that is, give weight to gratitude. If we are able to hold something within the larger embrace of appreciation, then underlying all our accomplishment and our failures and our need to do more and get more done, there flows and will flow appreciation for what we've done, appreciation for who we are. Some call it love. Appreciation is around us and can flow through us. It is up to us to practice it in all our interactions and projects, so that it does not just meet us occasionally, occasionally. That means what? On special occasions. It should meet us all the time. Today is surrounded with days of appreciation for parents. Mother's Day, we express Father's Day. If you are a graduate, appreciation of your parents will come. I hope you've had parents for whom your appreciation increases with time and experience. Last Sunday was Memorial Day Sunday. Appreciation for all those who protect our way of life. Here we are in this moment of notice, this moment of appreciation and gratitude for many gifts given and shared, in appreciation for this celebration that emerges from our stories. Let us be appreciative and loving.
We are upward bound, the world's bright future, the generation that will not betray its noblest dreams, the things that we have been taught here, the ways of peace and brotherhood and love. So as we make this final farewell gesture and take our leave on our graduation day, let us thank the people that we found here, who must each day be what they hope to prove. What a gift you've given us, yourselves, the best in you, that you might be a sign to us of what the best in us can be. Loving, smart, hardworking, fair, and kind. Your temperament's the well-wrought text that tells us more than any lesson learned. We become the people that we see and treasure long the good we leave behind.